Will Joe Biden shut down Gitmo? That's the big question on the minds of anyone paying attention to Guantanamo. And there seem to be fewer people paying attention every year. One person who is Michel Paradis. He's an attorney with the U.S. Defense Department who represents several Guantanamo prisoners. And he joins us to talk about what the incoming Biden administration could mean for the U.S. military court and prison at Guantanamo Bay, Cuba. Michel, welcome to the program.
Thanks for having me on.
We should start by reminding listeners of the current status of Gitmo. It is still open. 40 men are being held there. Some have been cleared for release but are still being held. Give us a quick overview.
So, as you said, the current Guantanamo population is 40 prisoners at a cost of $13 million apiece every year, all of whom are at a minimum in middle age at this point. The oldest detainee, I believe, is now 73. And we have 14 high-value detainees, eight of whom are currently in the special military tribunals that were created to try Guantanamo detainees.
Those include the five men charged in the 9/11 attack.
That's correct. So there are five men currently charged with the 9/11 attack, one man charged with involvement in the USS Cole bombing, another who pled guilty in exchange for release, and an eighth man who was fighting essentially the United States in Iraq.
And it's worth noting or emphasizing that the majority of the 40 men there have never been charged with anything. They're what's known as forever prisoners.
That's correct. The majority of the prisoners in Guantanamo have never been charged with anything and will never be charged with anything.
Do you have any insight into whether trying to close Guantanamo will be a challenge that the Biden administration plans to tackle?
They should tackle it because it's a lot easier than it's been historically. When the Obama administration came in, there were about 250 prisoners. That population was reduced fairly rapidly through a strong initiative towards the end of the Obama administration. And really all that's required to at least clear out the low-hanging fruit in Guantanamo is a diplomatic push to send them somewhere that will take them.
There are many people who do not want to see Guantanamo closed. They think the men there should be held forever. What do you say to people like that, even if they don't care about the cost of keeping it open?
When Ronald Reagan called the United States a shining city on a hill, it was actually speaking to a truth that we've largely abandoned since 9/11. We have given up the moral clarity and moral credibility that we had because we operate this dungeon full of men who've never been even brought before a judge. That's an incredible betrayal of our most basic values. And so if you can provide me any good argument at all for spending that much money and that much moral and diplomatic cost to hold an elderly man in the Caribbean, then, you know, try and persuade me. But I haven't heard a good argument for it.
Let's talk about the obstacles to closing Guantanamo. I'm thinking about the law Congress passed when Obama was in office that prevents Guantanamo prisoners from coming to the U.S. for any reason, not trial, not medical care, not even imprisonment.
So that does not, however, prevent the Biden administration from doing what the Bush administration, from what the Trump administration, from what the Obama administration did, which is to transfer detainees to foreign countries. Now, that's not a difficult thing to do in 2020.
Except that the Trump administration shut down the government office that negotiates those prisoner transfers to other countries. So do you expect that office to be revived or reopened once Biden is in office?
I do very much expect that office to be revived, and it should be given as much in terms of support and resources as the Biden administration can provide it, because it really was the most effective means not only to reduce the Guantanamo population, but to show that the United States was committed to establishing and reestablishing its place as a leader on human rights, the rule of law around the world.
Michel, some colleagues of yours who also represent Guantanamo detainees wrote a piece recently about what it would take to close Gitmo. And they said there is no perfect solution. Do you think that's true?
If you can lower the Guantanamo population down to the eight men who are currently facing trial, that's a huge achievement. And it should be treated as such. And if you can resolve those eight cases, right, only eight, and provide some degree of closure for something as scarring to the national psyche as 9/11, that's going to be a huge achievement of the Biden administration. Will everyone be happy with every aspect of how something like that gets resolved? No, of course not, because if it was easy, it would have been done a long time ago.
Michel Paradis is a U.S. Defense Department attorney who represents several Guantanamo prisoners, and he also teaches at Columbia Law School. Thank you for talking with us about this.
My pleasure.